This podcast is dedicated to those who used to love the blue skies and the white clouds. Hello, hello, and welcome to a very soft-spoken episode of the Eliku Studios podcast. I'm Nick, and today on the Eliku Studios Freeware Game Review podcast number 80, we're going to be talking about Cloud. This is a podcast for January 15th, 2012. There's no reason for me not to be talking anyway. Hey guys, how you doing? It's just me today. Let's not consider it a bad thing. There are reasons for this. Things going on in people's personal lives, my life, my co-host's life, and just simply nobody could be here today. And yet, the show must go on. So we're going to take it a little easy. I've picked a very laid-back, relaxing game to talk about. And by the time this come out, we should already be on a regular schedule update kind of thing again. So be ready for all the exciting fun that'll come next week. But this week, we're talking about Cloud. Cloud is a game in a subtle sense of the word. It comes to us from some students at the University of Southern California. From 2005, actually, so this game's going back a little ways. But I remember finding it a long time ago, and it's just a game about feeling good. It's a game about the premises that you play as a young person who is trapped in a hospital bed and just, in a sense, coming to terms with that. But even that is not actually the focus of the game. You don't spend a lot of time about the struggle or about the pain or anything like that. You spend all of your time up in the sky collecting clouds. You find the nice clouds, you bring them around, you collect enough, and then you make more friends. And that's not just me saying it. The game will tell you that all the clouds are now your friends. And that just makes you feel good. Like, this is a game that makes everything about me feel good. It's got really colorful and simplistic presentation. It's got beautiful music constantly playing and putting you in a good mood. And it's just about relaxing and flying around. I remember back when we talked about YS Flight, that a large part of that game, since, you know, you had to make up your own scenarios and all of that, that a valid use of that game was to just boot it up and just fly around and enjoy everything. And that's what this game is banking on. It's just about sort of flying around, making friends with clouds. Sometimes there are dark clouds that you go and you bring all your friendly clouds and you make them cheer up. And for a little fight, there's some rain, but you know what? After every rain, there comes a sunny day. Or not. There is a lose state to this game if you fail at fighting dark clouds. But you know what? Even that doesn't make you feel bad. The game just says, you know what? There's always tomorrow. Yeah! You know? Man, I'm getting too happy even for myself. Jeez. But really, there's not much else to say about this game, though. I mean, it is a small game. Officially, there's only 4 levels for it. Each one sort of playing with a different mechanic. Because there's also a mechanic about when you're gathering clouds, you can store them and then release them in certain places. And basically, the game gives you a guide so that you make shapes in the clouds, I believe. It's just a couple of things. And although the official levels, which each do have a little bit of some beautifully rendered art and text on the screen, no voice acting. It's always just this pleasant, relaxed, but always cheerful music. The game just gives you a little bit of information that, again, like, maybe a little heavy, because it's really about escapism and dealing with, you know, sadness and isolation. But then you just right back up in the clouds, and it lets you know, like, yeah, this is what you do, and it never tackles that idea of is being trapped in the dream worse, or it just focuses on how nice it can be. It's sort of a weird term, but again, I'm going to give that up to it's a student team for what they made. It's very nice. It never comes off as confusing unless you think about it too hard, like I'm doing right now, because I have nobody to bounce off of to tell me that I'm thinking too hard. And just overall, they just made a very pleasant experience. And when you're done with the main game, however you're feeling, they put a few extra things. The game does have a built-in editor, which is actually pretty cool. I did not know that before looking around for this podcast, so I may have to go play with that now. And again, it's not a heavy game. It's a pleasant experience. And personally, I think that's important for somebody like me to take note of. I'm somebody who comes into games from a heavily mechanical point of view. I look at games and I think, I think chess, I think things that have systems and choice and hidden information and scene information. The games that I made when I was in school usually ended up with that. We only had sort of the lightest hints of story that we could muster up. But this is a game that comes at it from the other way. It has very light mechanics, very simple stuff, and it just pushes for the atmosphere, and they succeed. That's why you should play this game, because if you're having like a rough day and you need a pleasant experience, this game is your pleasant experience. This can make you feel better. I would go so far as to attest. Yeah. I could really use some coffee. So I don't have much else to say. This is a solo podcast. I'm trying to, keep it easy, keep it light, get something up. You guys come to us for content, and we appreciate that. So I want to make sure there's something for you. Next week we'll be back in action. Until next week, I will be sure to let you know right now that if you ever want to contact us, there's a couple of ways that you can do it. Podcast@olikustudios.net. That's an email address. You can send pretty much whatever you want there, and we'll take a look at it. Whether you want to tell us what you thought about some episodes we've done, if you want to tell us about things you would like to hear us talk about, we'll always take if there's games that you think we would be into showing, things that you think are worth seeing, just feedback of any kind, we're always willing to take that. You can follow us on Twitter @Aliku anytime a podcast goes up, or even some of the comics or the videos that we do on AlikuStudios.net. Whenever we put something up on the website, there's always an announcement on the Twitter accounts, and that's also, a quick way to get in touch with us if you have a question or a comment or anything like that. We've gotten a lot of our comments and feedback through Twitter. Right now, after, baby steps at a time, but after a bit of work, now every comic and podcast episode page has integrated comments on it. So if you would like to leave us a comment on the episode page on the website, you can do that. You can also just go and listen to the episodes there. If you don't want to find us on the iTunes store or download us on the Zune Marketplace, you can always just go to the website and find it. If you do find us on one of those media distributor website service things, if you want to leave us a review or even just a rating, 4-star or 5-star, be honest, but getting any ratings is good at all. It'll tell us, even if it's a bad rating, it just tells us we have to do better. Those are always going to be appreciated. As back to Twitter, anytime we announce something, if you want to go ahead and retweet something and just let other people know about us, that would be super appreciated. And, that's going to be it. I'm going to say, this has been a short thing. So if this has been your first podcast with us and you didn't have enough out of it, I'm going to go and tell you to listen to pretty much any other podcast. Go back a couple of weeks, look at the freeware game reviews. Today is sort of a weird day to be joining us. But if you are joining us for the first time, welcome. We hope you enjoy your stay. And if you didn't enjoy your stay or it was somehow unpleasant to you, go play Cloud. That should give you a pleasant experience. So until next time, we'll be seeing you. Have a pleasant time. Thank you. Hello, hello, hello. Why can't